Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and I'm Traco Brainon. Now, if you're looking for a nutrient-dense addition to your diet, reach for microgreens. They're a great source of vitamins A, E, C and K, and minerals such as calcium, magnesium, iron and zinc. They also come packed with antioxidants that protect against certain diseases and support your immune system. Which raises the question, what are microgreens?
No, I have never heard of microgreens.
No.
No, I wouldn't really.
Are these the microorganisms that eat things within the compost bin?
No, I haven't.
No.
Like sprouts in small lettuce. That's what I kind of associate it with.
I have not, no.
No. Yeah, small indoor greens that people usually grow.
No, I don't. I think they're the little baby shoots from plants that have got loads of nutrients in them.
Yes, those are the little things you grow on your kitchen counter.
Never have, no, haven't a clue.
Microgreens, as in the little things you plant and like, no.
They're essentially young, delicate greens that grow from the seeds of various vegetables, plants and herbs. You should be able to source them locally, but you can actually grow them on your kitchen table and add them to your meals each day. To find out how easy this is to do, I spoke with Ollie Green of betterplants.ie.
Yeah, so microgreens are basically essentially baby vegetables.
Yeah.
So you start off with seed as usual, and then you just let them grow, but you don't let them grow any bigger than maybe 2 to 3 inches tall in some cases. Some of them might only grow 1.5 inches tall.
Okay.
And they're normally ready to consume within 10 to 12 days. From
it's
seed.
Very quick.
So, yeah, they're just tiny little vegetables, but they're packed with all this nutrients and antioxidants and phytonutrients. So they pack a big punch, like.
They pack a big punch for the size of them. There's an awful lot of nutrient in them. And so people would consume these in various ways. They could.
Yep. Again, you put them on. You can put them into smoothies. You can have them with your dinner, breakfast, lunch. You're having a toasted sandwich or something. They're lovely, just fillers for
sprinkle
sandwiches.
Sprinkle onto something.
Kids' lunch, you know, throw in with their lunch, because, you know, when, you know, it's great to get kids growing them as well, because when they grow them, they'll eat them.
Yeah, once they're a part of that process.
Yes.
And they can be grown anywhere.
They're the simplest thing to grow, really and truly. Like, it's like anything else, because most people say, oh, I've not green fingered, I can't grow anything. But these are so simple. Like, we have basically a grow kit where you get a couple of different types of seeds. You get peas, you get broccoli, you get alfa, and you get crest as well.
Okay.
And they're just so simple to grow. And you put them on the hemp mat, keep them watered, and then just cover them, keep the daylight out for up to 5 or 6 days until, you know, you'll see them start shooting out.
Okay.
And then just take the cover off them, 10 days you're consuming them.
And this is the hemp mat that you sell for betterplants.ie, sell these packs.
Yeah.
To people to grow themselves, and there's no soil, there's no muck around the house.
No mess.
And this is all done indoors.
All done, in your kitchen.
You don't need a greenhouse, you don't need a garden.
No, you just, and the beauty of them is, and I find ourselves, and even my child at home would say, they're in the middle of the table, you can grow it in the middle of the kitchen table, like.
So
if you're on a little mini garden growing in your kitchen table, and then you just go and cut what you want for whatever you're having. So if you're having eggs for breakfast, you
sprinkle
can just cut
a bit off.
Just cutting it with the scissors off. And
And that point you're making about kids, if they're, this is a very easy thing for them to get involved in, because it's very quick, it's very visual, because they see it growing literally every day, they can see the difference. And as you said, if they're kind of brought in on that and they get involved in it, they're more likely to start wanting to eat them and sprinkle them on all sorts of things themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And then when they find out, then, you know, oh God, vegetables don't taste that bad.
Yeah.
And then it just springs on to, you know, getting them eating more of the 5 a day, you know, and getting more than the nutrients in anyway.
And essentially your microgreens can be forms of any vegetable.
Absolutely.
You can get them in forms of any vegetable.
Anything. So you can get pea ones, you can get sunflowers. I love the pea ones, broccoli, you think of any vegetable and more.
There's an
equivalent of microgreens in it,
My God.
Yeah.
And it's something I'd never heard anything about, so it's fascinating to hear about it, and I'll have to start getting into it and trying it now. So that's the next thing for me. So microgreens, you can Google it as well. I'm sure you'll find out plenty
about it. There's loads about microgreens, Jenny.
But if you go on to betterplants.ie, you'll see the pack there, and it's easy. Yeah. It's easy as pie to get into. That's great. Thanks very much for your time today, Ollie.
Thank you very much.
to follow through on our commitment to the research of this feature, the O'Brienon clan recently acquired some grow kits and grew our own microgreens. It is actually as easy as Ollie said. We set them up on the countertop in the kitchen and added some water each day, and before we knew it, we had these super nutritious and tasty greens which you could sprinkle on porridge, soup, the Sunday roast and so much more. So give them a try and you could have your kids getting their 5 a day without them even knowing it.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.